This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Mike Golic Sr. will stop by. Should that call have been made in the Kansas City Chiefs game? We'll talk to Big Mike. Bob Costas will stop by. We'll talk some baseball with him. By the way, guess who is the odds-on favorite to win the World Series? If you said the Dodgers, you would be correct, followed by the Braves, Yankees, Astros, and the Rangers. When we last left you on Friday, certainly seemed like a lot of momentum was headed towards the Toronto Blue Jays' way, and there were mixed reports that Shohei Ohtani may be on a private plane going to Toronto. He was not. He was at his home in Newport Beach, and then didn't have to go far to make the announcement on his social media account with the Dodgers as the team that he is going to. I just can't imagine, if you're the agent for Shohei Ohtani, that you get to the point where the Dodgers say, or maybe Toronto says, what's it going to take? And you throw out something that begins with a 7. Not like 682. 650, $700 million.
I thought seven?
I thought at least 550. 550. Because I don't know how long he's going to be a pitcher. But I didn't hear anything about a 7. I heard maybe 6. I didn't hear 7. And all of a sudden you're going, he's signing for 10 years, $700 million. Yeah, Seton.
It's almost like they said, how about 8 for $650? And the agent was like, you know what would be cooler? How about 10 for $700? Discount. It's a discount. I'm giving you guys a discount. Think of how much money I just saved you.
Let's make a splash. How about $700 million? And then I don't know how that works where you say to ownership, you don't have to say anything to Dave Roberts. He's like, not my money. Go ahead. Give him whatever you want. I'm going to go back to when Dave Roberts said what he said publicly. And we had Jeff Passan on in the mothership. And I said, it felt like Dave Roberts was taking a victory lap right in front of us. He wasn't supposed to talk. And I thought, okay, you're not supposed to talk. You did talk. And you said we got together for a couple hours. Okay. Why would you say that unless you really felt confident? Either I thought they either had him or they didn't have him at all. Like, hey, we tried and, thought we had a good visit, but probably not coming here. You had a Dodger reporter, former Dodger reporter, saying he's going to go to the Blue Jays. You had another reporter saying he's flying to Toronto. There was so much misinformation there. But it's because Ohtani and his agent, they weren't telling anybody anything. And I think that was what was interesting about this. And I look, did I want baseball to celebrate this? Yes. But I do understand what Ohtani and his agent were trying to do. They didn't want to do what LeBron did. Because LeBron got criticized, widely criticized. Like, oh, God, the decision. Got to have a press live TV. Jim Gray's there. We got to wait an hour. You're biting your nails. Now all of a sudden I'm taking my talents to South Beach. I think that that factored in here. First of all, he's not like that. He doesn't crave the spotlight. He's in the spotlight, but I don't think he goes out and says, let's make it brighter. Let's make it bigger. I think it was just he loves baseball. He's playing baseball. He's being paid to play baseball. And now the expectations start. Because when you're the best player in baseball, the most talked about player in baseball, and you play in Anaheim, as Mike Trout has, you know, shown us, after a while, nobody really cares. They're not planning on October. Hey, Mike Trout won an MVP. Yeah, let's see what he does, you know, when he gets in the playoff. No, doesn't even come up anymore. And if you're Mike Trout and you saw this happen, and as much as we brought it up on the show, you don't want to be the GM or owner who traded away Ohtani. But worse yet, you don't want to be the GM or owner who didn't get anything for Shohei Ohtani. And you lose him cross town. If you want to talk about a bad weekend, the Angels had a bad weekend. Thank you, Todd. Like, that's a bad weekend. He's not staying. He's going. He's getting $700 million, and he's going to the Dodgers. That's not a good weekend for Artie Moreno. And if I'm the Angels, I'm probably hoping that he would have gone to Toronto. Like, he left the country. He went to Canada. Meanwhile, he's just right. He's right over there. You're going to see a lot of him. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. I do want to find out, and hopefully there's a financial breakdown from the standpoint of, if you're the Dodgers, how do you capitalize on all of this? Because, you know, what is your return on your investment? I'd be curious. And the expectations just went up. And I remember when Albert Pujols went to the Angels, I go, you got to get at least two World Series out of this to validate that kind of money for Pujols. Shohei Ohtani's on the clock here. Now, he's walking into a great organization, a great team. Even if he doesn't pitch, or at least pitch this year and maybe next year, now what do you get out of that? How do I go, he's worth every penny of it? And Jeff Passan of the Mothership said he's worth every penny of it. Former Met GM Steve Phillips said, I would not pay that money. Yes, Mark.
This kind of feels like Kevin Durant going to the Warriors, where you already have a really great team and you add just a monster where it's like they should win. This won't be, to me, it won't be impressive if they win. They should win.
How much would the Dodgers have paid Ohtani just to pitch? Let's say that was the contract. Let's say he was just a pitcher. Does he get $400 million? $300 million? As a pitcher, like 10 years, $30 million for a pitcher, you'd pay that for an elite pitcher. Although, I mean, I just don't know how long he's... Two Tommy Johns, if he pitches five more years, I'd be surprised. But you're also getting, you know, a global star in a sport that needs a global star. Yeah, Paul.
Ohtani goes to a team that scored 906 runs last year. One of the greatest performances in baseball history. I know they didn't win the title. They scored 906 and they add him without losing anybody. They've got a pitching staff where they could afford to not have him pitch next year. You know, like Toronto couldn't, you know, they would have to eat that one where he doesn't pitch. But they've been in the playoffs 10 of the last 10 years, the Dodgers.
Yeah.
In that time, they played probably 70 playoff games when the Angels have played three.
Yeah. Yeah, as everybody always said, well, it's not my money, but I'm just curious, you know, return on investment with Ohtani. And I'm sure that they have those financial guys, data guys, analytics that say, this is how we're going to get our money out of this. And it might be, you know, it's deferred money, just like Mookie Betts, a lot of it's deferred money. I think it was really important for him to be able to sign with the team. They didn't have to give up anybody. And you know, the minor league system was important to him. Like, he wants to win. That's really, you know, and look, we don't know that much about him. I was just going on how he was during the World Baseball Classic. it really, really mattered. But it was his country that he was pitching for. You know, if you think about the TV rights in Japan with Ohtani, you're going to make money off of that. But, yeah, I was just curious of, do you truly get, let's say you spend $700, do you get $900 back? Like, I don't know. Or is it, hey, we're going to spend $700, but we may only make $450 back? Yeah, Marv.
How many World Series do the Dodgers need to win in order for this to be considered a success?
I would say you have to have a minimum one, but I would say two. I would think that you could validate that. Yes, Todd.
I'd like to know what the Dodgers thought their final offer would be until panic may have set in that this Blue Jays rumors could be a legitimate thing, and they ended up betting, you know, on themselves, against themselves, and having to raise the amount that they were willing to pay him.
Yeah, I don't know if Toronto was at $699. We're not going to seven. We're going to go to $699 million and not a penny more. The Dodgers just gave us $700 million.
And with that, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't think it worked that way. Now, that's what I want to know. I want to know behind the scenes, where were the Blue Jays offer, or the Cubs or the Giants? I mean, the Giants, you whiffed. You whiffed on Aaron Judge. You were supposed to be getting him. Local kid coming back home. Ohtani. I thought the Giants were the leaders. And then it was Toronto, and then all of a sudden, here come the Dodgers. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. Seton, poll question for hour two is going to be what?
I'm so happy you asked, Dan. taking Shohei, this one's for Paulie. Right. Taking Shohei off the board, who had the best weekend?
Best weekend?
The best weekend, right. Yes.
Okay, Let's celebrate this weekend. The nominees.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. He won a Heisman.
Lifetime achievement.
Is he playing in a bowl game? I haven't heard. Feels like every quarterback who was with his team is not playing in the bowl game, whether they're in the transfer portal or they're, you know, getting ready for the draft. Yes, he.
It was kind of crazy to see Brian Kelly sitting there. For some reason, I still had like a shock of like, Brian Kelly? Oh, yeah.
That's right. He was his coach.
And this kid balled. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
After the Heisman, they're in the ReliaQuest Bowl LSU. That's big.
The what?
The ReliaQuest. You rely on something and you're on a quest. Mm. Combine those together, you got a bowl game. Mm-hmm. He said, we'll see, which is
that's a polite no. Yeah.
The post-Heisman no.
Yeah. What else, Seton?
Joe Flacco had a great weekend.
He did. It feels like the NFL retired him. He wasn't retired, but they went, no, you're retired, Joe. Well, I'd like to come back and play for the you're retired. I'll go to Denver. No, you're retired. He could start a playoff game. who else?
How about LeBron James had a great weekend.
Okay.
In-season tournament.
And Bronny. Bronny made his debut.
And Bronny making his debut. That's
pretty good.
That's a pretty great weekend.
Pretty good weekend there.
One of those things is more important than the other, but I'll let you decide which.
He looked pretty proud there with Bronny making his debut.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Zach Wilson had a great weekend.
Yeah.
How about Zach?
He's back. Yeah. Yay. By the way, special holiday gift set available at danpatrick.com. Moonshine, a 4-pack. Your chance to get some of the flavors you may have missed out on. Cinnamon apple, salted caramel, pumpkin spice, and the newest flavor, peppermint bark. Also, autograph calendar. You can get that. All of us autograph these calendars. And you can go to danpatrick.com. There's a lot of things there for you. Best and worst of the weekend, your phone calls. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend. That'll be coming up. Let's see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Let's see. Oh, we're going to play Guess That Fine. Guess That Fine for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
You want to play?
Do you want to play that right now?
Up to you.
Okay. Let's see. I have Patrick Mahomes. Whatever you want to play, what he said after the game, that'll cost him there, Marvin. Is there one that may stand out a little bit more? Okay, here we go. Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, not only for me, but just for football in general. I mean, just to take away greatness like that. I mean, for a guy like Travis to make a play like that, and who knows if we win. As I know, as fans, you want to see the guys on the field decide the game. And that's why last week I didn't say anything about the flag. They didn't get called on Marquez. And so, I mean, they're human, man. They made mistakes. But, I mean, it's every week we're talking about something, and all I can do is go out there and give everything I have, and I'm proud of the guys because that's what we did, and it was a great football game that ended – another great football game that just ended like that. It's just tough to swallow.
Okay. Andy Reid had some critical comments. You want to play that? Here's the Chiefs head coach.
It was a heck of a football game down to the end. Very disappointed that it ended the way it did. And normally I'll get, I never use any of this as excuses, but normally I get a warning before something like that happens in a big game. A bit embarrassing in the National Football League for that to take place. Normally, if it's even close, you get a warning. The head coach gets a warning. I mean, that normally, so I don't know. I didn't have a protractor out there, but it's a bit embarrassing. I've been in the league a long time, and I haven't had one like that. So not where, at least for that kind of a position there, that it's not given a heads up to.
All right. Coach, was Kadarius Toney offside? Patrick, was Kadarius Toney offside? Just yes or no? Was he offside? So we shouldn't call it? This is from Gene Steratore, longtime official. When officiating the line of scrimmage, general philosophy is not to be overly technical and split hairs over very minor infractions, such as a receiver's hand slightly breaking the line of scrimmage. However, when an infraction is so egregious, a flag has to be thrown. Kadarius Toney is blatantly lined up offsides and in the neutral zone. You rarely see an offsides penalty on the offense, but that's not because this play isn't a foul. It's because a receiver rarely lines up offsides. Kadarius Toney, if you go to the official, you look at the official, you ask for approval, acknowledgement, he didn't do it. And there's no reason, if you look at the play and the end result, there's no reason for him to try to cheat a little bit here. Because it's not, I got to get to the end zone. He's only going about 10 yards. And then if it is scripted that Travis Kelce's going to get this and then go left and lateral back to him, there's no reason. If anything, you could delay your start off the line of scrimmage because it's going to Travis Kelce. You know, did I want the play taken away? No. But I just don't think we can go, let me pick and choose. Well, you can't call that. Or you can't call that. As I said in the first hour, the James Bradbury so-called pass interference in the Super Bowl, to me, shouldn't have been called. It was. I didn't hear anybody on Kansas City say, man, that's tough to call that. They're like, hell yeah. Super Bowl, yay! So, you know, the pass interference in Green Bay, should have been called. Should have been called. I get that. And you've lost a couple of games here. You've lost a little bit of that magic here. And maybe you're not playing home playoff games. I understand the frustration. I get all of that. But Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have to say he was offsides. He was offsides. Yes, Todd.
I was going to give my number of fines. I don't know if we want to hold
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. You know what? Let me take a break. When we come back, what we think the fine will be for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Big Mike Golic will stop by, get his thoughts off that call. And we're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. but there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Wow, Marvin. Tony. Not about Kadarius, Tony. I see what your reference is.
It's feels little, good for the Bills fans.
Little snarky there. Yeah, lost in all of this is Buffalo won the game in a game that people probably thought what went on during the week with the article that came out about Sean McDermott. They go on the road. They'd already lost, you know, previously. Tough schedule. They got the Cowboys after this, and then they go in there and win that game. All right. Before we get to Mike Golic Sr., guess the fine for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes for criticizing the officials. Todd?
I'm going to go 75 for Mahomes because he did say they're human beings, so I'm not going to go as hard. I'm going to give 150 to Andy Reid.
Wait. 75,000 and 150,000 for Andy Reid?
75 for Mahomes because he said they're human, they make mistakes. 150 for Reid because he talked about how embarrassing this was to the NFL. Oh,
wow. Seton O'Connor.
Feels shockingly high. I'm going to say 25 apiece.
Okay. Marvin?
I'm going to go 25 apiece also.
All right. Paulie?
I'll go 25 for Mahomes. Andy Reid's been there. Coaches get different treatment. I'm going to say 35 for Reid.
Okay. I'm going to go 20-20. Yeah, just 20-20. Let's bring in Mike Golic here. Mike Sr., he was there. He was working for Westwood One, and he joins us on behalf of DraftKings. What kind of fine would you give Mahomes? What would you give Andy Reid for being critical of the officials?
My God, Todd, 75 and a, when he said 75, not even 7,500.
Yeah, I did too.
75,000 and 150.
Gotta send a message. Oh my. I'm not going to have this.
Oh my God, you are, how quickly that would be appealed. Dan, I'm more around you, about 15, 20 each. I think that would be it. And I'm sitting there trying to figure what they're complaining about. It's one thing if it's a subjective call, like with Valdez-Scantling against Green Bay. That's subjective. That was interference. They just didn't call it. Where this, he lined up offsides. And God, I love Andy. And I've known Andy for years. But was he just waiting for a warning on that? I mean, I was talking to Richard Sherman about this morning. And he was like, it's amazing. They don't give defensive players any kind of warning. He's like, I line up offsides. You're offsides. And I said the same thing. I line up offsides. I'm not getting a freaking warning. And even in my game last night with the Cowboys and the Eagles, when the Eagles got into one of their brotherly shove formations, their left guard, Landon Dickerson, lined up in the neutral zone. His hand was in the neutral zone. He didn't get a warning. All of a sudden, they want a warning. You know what? Look over the ref and ask. Because I asked Richard Sherman, if you look over to the ref and ask, will they answer you? He said, yes, they'll give you a thumbs up or, you know, if you're good, or tell you to back up. So, man, you can't just expect a warning there. It was egregious how offside he was. And he wasn't even truly out like a wide receiver. He was basically a little bit past where the tight end is. He's right there. And look in. I mean, I don't know what they have to complain about. This wasn't a subjective call at all.
Yeah, I don't know why Kadarius Toney is trying to cheat a little bit, because it's right. Really not – the play is not based off him getting down to the end zone. He's only 10 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Your point on that is 1,000% correct. We would try as a D lineman, try and crowd the line to get an advantage, to kind of get a quick jump off and be right into the old lineman. So sometimes I've lined up in the neutral zone and I'm right over the ball. It's inexcusable, but I've done it because you're trying to get all the space you can to gain a quicker advantage. He's gaining no advantage at all by being that close. So I'm with you. I don't understand it at all.
All right. Is it more about the Cowboys and how they looked, or the Eagles suddenly look a whole lot more vulnerable than they did maybe a few weeks ago?
You know, like anything else, Dan, it's probably a little of both. The Cowboys look great right now. And one of the keys, as we talk about Dak having an MVP year, CeeDee Lamb, you know, he was the only receiver going into this game over 500 yards in the slot and as a receiver. He's been incredible. Jake Ferguson in the middle of the field. But their old line, which has two Hall of Famers on it, and Tyron Smith at left tackle and Zach Martin at right guard, who have been nicked up the last couple of years, they're healthy. Tyron Smith has the best pass blocking pressure percentage, the lowest of any left tackle in the league. Tyler Smith, the guard, is number two, and the right guard, Zach Martin, is number three. They're healthy. That's been a big part of them being so good. Their defense has been good from the beginning this year. And for Philadelphia, they've had injuries in the secondaries. One of the reasons they went got fired from Tennessee. They got Shaq Leonard from the Colts after they cut him because they've had some injuries at the linebacker position. The only real stable position there is the defensive line, where they have good depth. They're giving up way too much in the middle of the field on passes. And I'm telling you, Dan, watching Jalen last night, it looks like his knee is bugging him, and he's been wearing that like sleeve or brace. And let me just say, when you play week to week, you know what's not happening? You're not healing, all right? You're just staying status quo and trying to keep your head above water. It looks like he's affecting him. And it looked like in some of the passes, as there was beginning to be some pressure, that he was bailing on some of his throws. When you're throwing crossing routes, that's got to be, the ball's got to be zipped so you can hit your receiver in stride so they get yards after the catch. His receivers a couple of times on those routes had to kind of slow up. And when they caught the ball, the defender would be right there to make a tackle.
And what is Dak doing differently, let's say, in the last, or I don't know if it's just Dak, but it feels like the offense changed from what Mike McCarthy wanted, was a running attack at the beginning of the year.
I think Dak is reading coverages better. I think that's where I think Jalen last year took a step in that direction. I think Dak has as well, because to me, always for a quarterback, the most important column for me is the interception column. And you see, he had 15 last year and 6 this year. He's not turning the ball over, where Jalen had, coming into the game, 10 interceptions and lost 4 fumbles and lost one again last night. So I think Dak is reading better. The pass protection is good, again, because of the healthy old line, which is giving him a little more time and protection in the pocket. And like I said, I think he's just reading and throwing the ball better than he did last year, where last year he's trying to fit it in. And there were tight windows last night. By the way, his completion percentage wasn't great last night compared to the last four games. He still tries to fit it into that tight window at times, which led to trouble last year. At this point this year, it hasn't led to that kind of trouble.
Talking to Mike Golic, co-host of Gojo and Golic on DraftKings Network. He was on the Westwood One call last night, the Eagles and the Cowboys. What do you make of the AFC North?
Baltimore, I think, in what we thought was the deepest conference led by Kansas City, is now a conference where you'd have to say Baltimore is the most balanced team on both sides of the ball. Right, they have the same amount of losses as Miami gets ready to play tonight. And they play in a few weeks. So that could be for the number one seed, depending on if they keep winning or not. But, I mean, Pittsburgh, listen, I don't think anybody fears Pittsburgh. It's just the fact that it's Mike Tomlin and he always has a winning record. And if this team got into the playoffs, you would be like, man, if I'm a team playing them in the playoffs, I'm not fearing them too much. I'm worried more in the AFC, quite honestly, Dan, if Denver gets into the playoffs. I'm calling the Denver-Detroit game on Saturday. Denver is on fire right now. That's a team in the AFC other teams should worry about if they get to the playoffs, because it is all about how you are playing. Attrition, are you getting healthy by the end of the season? How are you playing by the end of the season? Russell Wilson looks so much better. Sean Payton, what he's doing, he's living up to what he said he'd do. But to me, it's that defense. They are playing some ball right now. So the North, Cleveland, I mean, Joe Flacco, I mean, who knew? They're four starting quarterback, but they have a great defense, so they're going to be in every single game. Good running attack, and Joku's starting to break out a little bit. So I have Baltimore as the top most balanced team in that division. I have a hard time believing Pittsburgh's going to hang on to that. Right now they're in the sixth slot of the wild card. I have a hard time believing they're going to hang on to that.
Did you play against Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I remember, you know, Deacon Jones, trying to sack him back in the day, but what a rebirth. Been pretty incredible.
I mean, might be in a playoff game, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, and you don't see many that stationary quarterbacks anymore in the NFL. So that is – and quite honestly, the offensive line likes that because they love just cup protecting, knowing exactly where your quarterback is going to be. And we know exactly where he's going to be.
The 49ers and the Cowboys. I know they've already played.
Yeah.
But – are we looking at are they different teams now? If who would you take if those two faced each other?
Man, I would still take San Francisco. Okay. I think they have more weapons on offense, for sure. The defensive line has a lot of depth to it. You know, we've been talking about who's at the top of the NFC, San Francisco, Dallas, and Philadelphia, but now it's to the point, and they all have the three losses, but San Fran has the tiebreaker on both for the number one seed. But right now it's arrow up Cowboys, arrow up San Francisco, arrow down Philadelphia, the way they're playing right now. They're going to get into the playoffs, but I mean, we know that's not enough for Philadelphia. It's you lost in the Super Bowl. You got to get back there. That's the next step. Dallas is the team. That was a game for them last night, Dan, that they needed. For all the hype and talk about can they be back, can they get back to the Super Bowl, they needed a win like that after losing to this team a few weeks ago. They needed this win. Plus, they are playing so well right now, both offensively and defensively. And again, while Dak is going to get a lot of the press and he deserves it, I give a lot of credit to that old line.
Yeah, but you know what? And it's not fair to Dallas, not fair to Dak, but I want to see what they do on the road in Buffalo and what they do in Miami. I know they got Detroit after that, but and then it's going to be, what about the playoffs? Of all the teams, it's Dallas where you go, yeah, but let's wait till January.
So Philly had their gauntlet run, right, where they beat some good teams and lost to some good teams. Now it's Dallas's turn. So they played the Eagles, as you said, now the Bills, then the Dolphins, then the Lions, and we'll see what they're doing. But yeah, this is kind of their gauntlet, and it's always going to be, what have you done for me lately, for the Cowboys, because everybody's waiting for them to slip up against a good team and said, there they are, yeah. Same Cowboys, can't get over the hump. But they checked that box at least for the time being, but the next two games are on the road. So like you said, they've been money at home Can they be money on the road? And then, but they're playing so well at home. If somehow they could get that number one seed and have everything run through Dallas, that would be pretty impressive. But right now, that's favoring San Francisco.
Safe travels home. Thank you for taking time to join us, Mike.
You got it, Dan. Thanks.
That's Mike Golic, co-host of Gojo and Golic on DraftKings Network, and he was on the call last night with the Eagles and the Cowboys. Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Best of the weekend. A Hanukkah miracle in the Meadowlands. Jets score 1, 2, 3 touchdowns, and they actually win the game, which is a surprise. Zach played a great game for once, but as all of us Jets fans know, he's just as liable to stink against Miami next week. One more thing, Dan. You are a fair man, a just man, an honest man. Could you please play a Robert Sala cut from a victory press conference?
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Barry. Here's Robert Sala after Zach Wilson's performance.
The second half, I thought Zach probably played the best game of his career.
Okay, that's enough. But we did play a little bit of Robert Sala. Yes, Paulie.
I was going to save one of my best of the weekend. Zach Wilson, after the game, after his best game of his career, did not take the bait. Is this payback for you after? It was a great game. I'm glad we all got together. And when he did not take the bait, Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
They tried.
Gus in L.A. Hey, Gus, what's on your mind? Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the boys had a great weekend. I couldn't have many best of the weekend. You know, the Lakers apparently won some in-season tournament. Yay. All right. I kind of don't care. But, you know, hey, win the postseason tournament. That's what's going to make me happy. All right. My newly found cousin, Shohei, congratulations. And but honestly, best of the weekend. And I'm not just saying it because it's LeBron's kid. It's Bronny James taking the court. Look, 4 months ago, this kid was just flatlined. 4 months ago, they're doing CPR on him.
Yeah.
And 4 months later, he's playing Division I basketball at the highest level. I mean, that for any athlete, for any person, if you or I went into cardiac arrest 4 months ago, odds are we're not here, let alone playing Division I basketball. So that's got to be the best of the weekend right there. The worst, you know what, my Steelers suck, whatever. I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm not going to worry about the worst of the weekend. There's been a lot of those of late. So I'm just going to focus on the best of the weekend. As always, you boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Best and worst of the weekend when it comes to celebrating great things. No other city compares to Vegas, a city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of that community. Las Vegas, where conventional is challenged and the unexpected embraced. It's not just celebrating, it's celebration with an edge. Celebrating best and worst of the weekend on the program. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Best of the weekend, Anthony Davis's performance Saturday night in Vegas in the in-season tournament title game. 41 points, 20 boards, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 123-109 win over the Pacers. Worst of the weekend, Army-Navy game had its moments, including a goal line stand at the end, but not having a full slate of college football games to watch Saturday was rough. Too soon to get excited about college hoops.
Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My worst of the weekend, Patrick Mahomes in the hug with Josh Allen, still complaining about the call. You got to put it away for that moment. I understand you're heated. I understand you're upset. But you can't hug that dude and be like, ah, that call was garbage, offside. Blah. You can't do that, dude. If Tom Brady had done that, world would have exploded today.
Literally.
Okay? If you're going to be the next Tom Brady or the guy to challenge it, then you have to keep those things in check. My best of the weekend, though. You know how we always talk about guys like, it's like, well, I didn't hear anybody complaining about the bad calls when you won.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any. Hey, Myles Garrett, come on down. The Browns won this weekend, and he was actually complaining about the officiating after the game.
I know.
He was just like, the officiating is horrible. They need to be held to the same standard as us. He was talking about how they miss, like, holds, false starts, hands to the face, all of these things. Very rarely do you get someone complaining about the officials in a win, but Myles Garrett, he did it.
Marvin, who has a sweatshirt on today that reads
Front Row All-Star.
Okay. Did you get one for Paulie?
I didn't get this.
Oh.
Someone sent this in.
Really?
So has to be earned.
So who am I to turn this down?
Okay.
I'm not turning down anything but my collar. Okay. All right. So I got two bests of the weekend. First best, Joe Flacco off the couch. 311 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a win over Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Man, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Other best, the 30 for 30 on the 97 Heisman race. I want to apologize to Randy Moss for putting Tyreek Hill in the same like sentence as him. I forgot. I'm really sorry. I apologize to Randy Moss. What he was doing was just absurd. And the fact that there were 3 Pro Football Hall of Famers in that 97 Heisman race,
yeah.
And shout out to Ryan Leaf also, was ridiculous. So that's my two best.
Yeah, you know, it's the recency bias. But when you watch Tyreek Hill, you go, oh, there's nobody like him. Okay. There's nobody like Randy Moss either. I mean, they're different receivers, unique receivers. But Randy Moss, you know, when he was on the field, you had to account for him just like you do with Tyreek Hill. But Tyreek Hill is not mentioned in the MVP candidates here. It's Tua. Look, Tua should not be mentioned in there as an MVP candidate. It should be Tyreek Hill. Just my 2 cents. My 3 cents. Maybe even 4 or 5. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
It's kind of a worst. The North Dakota State head football coach, Matt Entz, he's leaving the program. He's the head coach. They had a real kind of a bad regular season, 9-3, but now they're deep in the playoffs. He will still coach there. He's going to be like a linebacker coach at USC.
I was shocked.
Kind of a little surprised by that one.
Shocked.
Great gig, but you know, you want to move up. Best of the weekend, Bill Belichick on College Game Day. It must have been like a perfect storm to get him. Army-Navy in Boston. They're on a bye week, the Patriots. They win. They finally get him there. He brings out an old Navy helmet. He's telling stories with Lee Corso. Good TV.
By the way, a couple of things. The Vikings over the Raiders 3-0, the lowest scoring NFL game since 2007. In the last 40 years, NFL teams that have scored 3 points or less a combined 2 and 544. Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Browns are the first team to have four different quarterbacks start multiple games in the same season. That was since 2015. And Joe Flacco has been part of both of those. So the Browns, he was also with the Ravens. Jimmy Clausen, Ryan Mallett, who is it? Matt Schaub was in there. But also, the Cowboys did this. Matt Castle, Tony Romo, Brandon Whedon, and I think Kellen Moore in the same season. Also, Joe Flacco is one of four players in league history to throw for at least 300 yards and three touchdowns in a game for at least four teams. Do you want to guess the other three? At least 300 yards and three touchdowns in a game, and he did that with four different teams. Paul?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes. One I don't think you'll get because I don't remember him playing for four teams, but the other one you should get. No hints. Paulie?
Steve DeBerg?
No!
You respect the guess, though.
Well,
it's wrong.
It's wrong, yeah. Marvin, you got one?
Steve Berline.
No, but that's a good guess. Back row? Anything? Bueller?
Trent Dilfer.
No. Todd.
Matt Hasselbeck.
Case Keenum.
Oh.
Come on. Case Keenum. The other one threw as good a deep ball as anybody who's ever played the position.
Nick Foles.
No.
Kyle Bowler.
No. Paulie.
Jeff George.
Yes. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah. Jeff George. Yeah. I don't know if anybody was on the receiving end when he threw that great deep ball, but man, did he throw a great deep ball. Yes, Todd.
By the way, in that Vikings-Raiders game, that was nothing until 2 minutes left in the game. It's not like someone scored early. It went all the way to almost the end of the fourth quarter before finally points were scored.
Thank you, Todd. I found this fascinating. The Vikings and the Minnesota Wild both won by the identical scores. 3-0. Here, and it's happened before. The last time a city's NFL and NHL teams posted the identical score shutouts in the same day as 2017. The Cowboys beat the Eagles 6-0. The Dallas Stars beat the San Jose Sharks 6-0. That is good. That is good. Whoa, here's Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Woo! Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Darius Rucker just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah, I think that was last week, maybe. Thursday, Friday. Pretty good stuff there. Darius Rucker. Hootie and the Blowfish going on tour again this next summer. Yes, Paul?
Do you think when you get your star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you look and see what other stars you're near to see what level you're at? Like, are you around the corner?
Oh, well, I'd like to know what I'm in front of.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like bail bonds or something like that, or maybe it's a dispensary or something, or a bar. Bob Costas in the final hour on Shohei Ohtani.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.